Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Shooting the Breeze. I'm Cody.
And I'm Sawyer.
And it is the week...
Prior.
No, it is the week of Easter.
Holy Week.
The Holy Week.
Holy Week.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
The Holy Week.
Yep.
But when you hear this, it will be the week after Easter. And we want to talk about...
The Unholy
about...
Week.
wait, what?
The Unholy Week.
The Unholy Week.
No, I'm kidding. Hopefully not. Which is what we're about to talk about.
That's what we're going to talk about. Sorry, I'm getting all crazy here.
I'm excited.
We're going to be talking about the aftermath of Easter.
The aftermath?
The aftermath, right?
The week after.
The week after Easter. What happens, right? Easter is very important. It's literally the center of what Christianity revolves around.
Yes.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that, but we want to talk about what happens after Easter, because that is what's really important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That was a bar.
Yeah.
Good job.
Anyways, I'm going to hit y'all with another bar. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's dive on in. All right. So we are now in Holy Week, right?
Yeah.
Friday is Palm. Mm-mm. No, it's not. Check myself. This last Sunday was Palm Sunday.
This Friday is Good Friday.
Good Friday. I blanked. I couldn't think of what Friday was. Friday's Good Friday, and then Sunday is Easter.
Resurrection Sunday.
Resurrection Sunday.
Or Easter.
Or Easter. What does Easter mean? That's got to be some kind of like Latin word or something like that.
Yeah, that's definitely something we should know.
What?
There's Orthodox Easter and unorthodox Easter.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. We need Keith back on here already.
We're already lost.
We're lost, Keith. Come back. It says, well, I know that. It's just telling me what Easter is. I want to know what is the true meaning of Easter. Marks the resurrection of Jesus 3 days after his death by crucifixion.
What is it derived from? It's probably Greek, actually.
Yeah, it's either Greek or Latin or something like that. Anyways, getting off track here.
Okay.
We have Easter coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Easter is one of the biggest holidays that we have as a Christian society, right?
Yes.
The Super Bowl of Sundays.
Yes.
For Christians, right?
Right.
And we have a couple statistics here about Easter and Christians and mm-hmm. how, you know, the popularity of the holiday, right? So Christianity in America. The most popular church days, number one,
okay,
Easter.
As it should be.
Yeah, probably would have guessed that. Number two, Christmas.
Okay.
Number three, Palm Sunday. So last Sunday?
Last Sunday.
Is that right?
Okay, yeah. That makes sense, I guess.
And then the fourth most popular church, like, days to go to church mm-hmm. is Mother's Day.
Right.
Which, I don't understand that.
You don't?
No.
Dude, come on.
Why?
Because the mothers are wanting their kids to come to church. Because they're wanting their kids to get saved. Dude.
Is that right?
Yes, that's what's happening.
What about Father's Day?
It doesn't happen as much.
Fathers don't care if their kids get saved?
Yeah, they're like, go to hell, I don't care.
Just go to hell, I don't care. Just
stay away from me.
Okay. Alrighty. So, looking at the numbers here, supposedly, uh-huh. 63% of Americans identify themselves as Christians. Right.
Yep.
So
that would be approximately the population is 334 million.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, what our so-called Christians is 210 million.
Right. 210 million.
Yes.
So-called people.
Which baffles me because I wouldn't have guessed it'd be half. Over half.
Over half. Yeah. Well, you got to think a lot of people are probably like, yeah, I'm Christian.
Well, yeah. No, yeah.
And I'm not going to get into this.
But I'm impressed even then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, that's a good chunk. It's crazy that over half of America identifies as Christian. But yeah, like you see how America is.
That should be. We're a Christian nation, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Anyway.
Okay. So out of the 63 Americans.
podcast.
Out of the 63% of Americans, the 210 million,
mm-hmm.
81% of those people plan on going to church. For Easter. They plan on it.
Mm-hmm. 170 million.
170 million. So out of 210...
Plan on it.
Out of 210 million, 170 million of those people plan on going to church. But in reality, only 43% actually attend church on Easter Sunday,
which is 90.3 million.
So 90.3 million people actually pull up to the house of the Lord on Easter Sunday. So
I'll take it.
90 million, that's quite a bit.
That's quite a bit. Yeah.
I mean,
oh man. Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, I mean, 90 million. I mean, I know Georgia's like, what, 30-something million people in the state of Georgia? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it'd be a couple of the southern states, which actually, now that I think about it, a lot of the people that are going to the church are probably a lot of the southern states, the Bible Belt.
So, there's an estimated 380,000 churches in the U.S.
Mm.
So, if we take...
All right, wait. What's the number?
I'm doing... So, I'm trying to see what the average of how many people in churches
Oh,
there are.
So 90 million... So, yeah.
90 million.
How many churches?
380,000.
Okay, so that can't be right.
That's absolutely right.
237 people?
No. 2,368 is what I got.
Bruh. You did 90 million divided by 300, whatever.
380,000.
I got 237.
It's 90 million. Okay. That's crazy. I must have added an extra zero.
Oh, the 90 million? Yeah. That's probably what
easy
it was.
To do.
Easy.
honest mistake.
So, if you divided everybody up evenly across...
Ooh, that makes it look way worse.
That's what I'm saying. That can't be right. Wild. When I first saw that, I was like, 237. But it makes sense. You have, like, Meansville Baptist that has, like, 100, like 100 people. And then you have Christ Chapel that has, like, 3,000.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of churches that are super small that only have like 50 people.
There's some that have less.
I bet. That'd be a weird church. That'd be an awkward church to go to. Like, you're preaching to six people? That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Anyways, I done lost my train of thought after that.
Now my mind's blown.
Yeah.
That puts it into perspective.
Anyways, yeah, I don't we're getting in the demographics of...
Yeah,
which we should do more of that, like... Where are the Bible, like, where is, like, the most of the churches located? Like, I know there's going to be Bible Belt and stuff like that, but...
Oh, yeah. Most, I'd say 75% of that 380,000, probably here in the South.
Dude, if you count from my house to Christ Chapel...
I don't want it.
Dude, there's seven churches that you pass going from my house...
Probably in a 10-mile radius.
To Christ... It's not... Yeah, I was about to say, it takes me 7 minutes to get there. So, and I pass seven churches. So
it's a church a minute.
Yeah, literally. One church a minute. It's kind of crazy. But so we're coming up on this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people that normally don't go to church. They're going to come to church this weekend. We got people, you know, out in college. Like, that's the thing. That's what's so special about the Easter holiday is, like, you'll have somebody that you haven't talked to in, like, forever.
Yeah.
And this is, like, your opportunity to, like, not just, like, to mend that relationship, but to, like, get them into church.
Right. It's such a huge deal, which we'll get into a little more later. But I think about, because I mean, I didn't even think about it. Like, we have a holiday. Like, I ain't got to work Friday, which I don't ever have to work Friday. But
do I have to work Friday?
Probably not.
I wanted to look into that.
Yeah, look into that. Probably not.
Probably
well, that's not. The thing. I was like, oh, it's a holiday. Like, it's literally a holiday.
Oh.
And, or at least a government holiday, state holiday.
I'll have to look into that.
So that means, and, oh, dude, this is what's even crazier. Guess what else is next week?
I have no idea.
Spring break.
Is it?
Yes.
April? Dang.
Or at least a lot. I know a lot of schools are out. I don't know if colleges are out, but God, that would be something.
What?
Dude, think about it logistically.
Oh.
All the kids come home, go to church.
Immediately go
to PCB and
they just
take it all.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me, because next week I'm really going to need it. I will be messing up bad. That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Somebody
clean
messed
slate
up.
And then immediately. Just,
that's not funny, but it is. Like,
it's ironic. Yeah, the irony is funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, so much for all the people going, no, I'm kidding.
No.
But, I mean, it is a big deal because, I mean, you get the most people, like, that's the biggest opportunity to, like, for lost people to get found, because there's so many people going to church on Easter Sunday, whether it's just, you know, oh, it's Easter, maybe I should go, or it's like, your whole family's going, so you're going with them and stuff like that. And I don't know.
Or even better, like for if we have a our college audience, people will go with you if you ask them to this weekend. Like, you're going home anyway. If you're like, hey, come to church with me this weekend.
Yeah.
They'll go. Like, the friends you bring back from college who maybe didn't grow up in church. Yeah. They'll go.
Yeah.
They will go.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. Easter Sunday is cool because, like,
I love it. I've been kind of talking bad on it. Let me be honest.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I've been, in a way, dreading this weekend because of just how, if y'all don't know, I'm on the worship team. I'm about to have to play a set list. I think I counted up 9 times by the end of it all.
How 9?
3 services on Saturday, 3 services on Sunday. Got a practice on Thursday, and a practice every time before the 3 services. So that's 3, 3, and 3. 9 times.
You have to practice before every single one?
Not every single one, just once before all 3.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
But we have that one on Thursday, too.
Right, so okay. Dang, yeah, nice.
And I'm doing Holy Roar tomorrow for youth.
Oh, youth, yeah.
I'm about to be cooked.
Fingers are about to be raw.
And I'm MDing, which is so stressful.
Oh, a music director?
Yeah.
Dang.
But,
so,
small price to pay.
Yeah, small price to pay for somebody to, you know, maybe get saved.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and you were saying that, like, a lot of our family works at the church, so, like,
We get to see the nitty-gritty of it.
Right, and it's not that anybody who works for a church is dreading the Sunday. No. If anything, we're super excited, it's like, y'all are just, a lot of people are, like,
consumers.
Even me.
Consumers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's work that's put into an Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. a lot of work. So, you know, you attending, like, the lights are dimmed to a certain spot, right. the you know, musicians are in certain places.
Oh, and we're not even counting the programs. People do Easter programs. Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
the same way people do Christmas ones. People are doing Easter productions. Dang. Not even counting that.
A good old Easter egg.
So
hunt.
Shout out to all our churches.
Yeah, for
really
real.
Putting work in right now.
But I don't know. I feel like pastors on Easter Sunday, they bring their A game.
Dude.
Like, if you're going to bring your A game any Sunday, it's got to be Easter Sunday. Because, I mean, that's the highest potential. You got more guests than any other day of the year.
It's high risk, high reward.
Like, you cannot mess this up. But no pressure, Billy Smith. If you're listening to this,
he doesn't.
No, probably not. Anyways, but so yeah, we have this holiday that's coming up, and a lot of y'all, for whoever doesn't know what Easter stands for, it's, as I read before, what the word means or whatever. Mm-hmm. It didn't even tell me what the word means. But we're basically celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, because
right. and all that came along with it,
right? Because that one action alone, or that sacrifice alone, is what literally gives us all grace.
It's when people say Jesus is the author of our faith, this is that moment. This is where he wrote it. He wrote the book right here.
Like, if there was a climax of like the book, the Bible, of this is it. This is like high stakes. Not really. Yeah, high rewards. High stakes, high rewards. But we didn't know it wasn't high stakes. We all thought he was done.
Yeah.
But then on the third day, which is what Easter is, he came back.
That's right.
So.
And he's coming back again.
He is.
There's so many cliches. Like, there's too many to count right now.
I know it. And he is coming back.
That's what. This is. Off topic again. Sorry, my mind's going crazy. I was listening to Us with Keith, the last one.
Right.
And he was talking about how the Judaism, they thought, or they still think he's coming back the first time.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I know. Well, we were talking about that, and I was like, oh, we're celebrating the first time he came. We're not even yet celebrating the second time he's coming. Or I guess, do we celebrate that too? I don't know.
I mean, we're going to be in heaven at that point.
Why not?
I think we're going to be celebrating for eternity at that point. Like,
heard that.
No more sin. But yeah, no, I mean, so the reason we bring this up, right?
Oh yeah, here comes the heavy part.
This is where the meat is.
Right.
Right. So we have this holiday that we highly value, that most non-churchgoers will actually attend a church.
Right.
Right. 43%, 90 million roughly. Will actually be at church this upcoming Sunday. Now, we're talking to you before Easter.
Right.
But now, starting right now.
We're in the future.
We are now talking to you after Easter.
Yes.
Right. And the reason I say that is because you are now past Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You are now back to your life.
Right.
And we want to be that reminder that you just went to Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
You just went to church with your family. And now you're backsliding.
Yeah, immediately. Almost immediately.
No, I'm not going to say you're backsliding, but...
No, it won't be immediate, but...
It's easy to fall back in the habits.
The world will just slowly creep its way back into your life. I mean...
Right, yeah. And I mean, that's the hard part about, like, Easter Sunday. It's like... And a lot of people, I don't really know. I haven't been to, like, Easter Sunday in a while where I was not, like, obviously not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure I'd feel a little bit convicted...
Yeah.
When I get there, because it's like, yeah. I've been living this life of sin, and then I go to Easter Sunday, and it's like, I also feel like it's a motivator, because mm-hmm. it's like, man, I want to get my life together.
Right.
But then you leave, and it's like, oh.
It's crazy. So that, and that's, I have something I'm going to bring up, but and the main point is like, a lot of people celebrate Easter Sunday, and then they leave Easter Sunday on Easter Sunday.
Right.
And they don't take it into the rest of their lives.
Right. It's like almost like a formality for them. It's like, oh, I'm just going to go.
Yeah, check that off.
Check the box. And then I'm going to go back to whatever I was doing in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to be that reminder this week that it is the week after Easter. And don't give up on it yet.
No.
You just went to Easter Sunday with your family. You had a great time. You probably got a good word, good worship, if Sawyer plays well.
If I don't mess it up.
If he doesn't mess it up.
If it messes up, it's all my fault.
Exactly. And now you have this hope. You know, you probably gotten past the conviction part. You have this hope that you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
Do better.
Do better.
Right? Don't fall back into the same lifestyle that you were already living beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the motivator right now, right here, to keep going.
Mm-hmm. I have this post that... I saw it last Easter, and it was really awesome. It's sad, but if you learn from it, it's really, really awesome.
Okay.
So it says, it's why the Monday after Easter breaks my heart. And this is by Arbor's Journal on Instagram. She's a pastor's wife, and she's got her personal linked and everything and stuff like that. But she goes on to say... Let me prepare myself because it's a bit of a read. So it says, ask me why the Monday after Easter Sunday breaks my heart. Because for 3 days, I get hyped seeing so many people share, post, and comment about the goodness of Jesus and the beautiful story of his crucifixion and resurrection. I see people quote scripture, profess he is risen, and pack the church pews. I see hands lifted in service, tears pouring down cheeks, and hallelujahs being shouted. It's like I get a glimpse of heaven for 3 days. And then it disappears for a whole year. It pains me to see how quickly all of that goes away when Monday comes. As if we celebrated enough. As if we've posted what we need to post. As if we were bold in our faith for 3 whole days and that was good enough. Church attendance is back to normal 7 days later. Social media goes back to promoting our own selves and highlighting materialistic things. Hope, joy, sacrifice, forgiveness, and Jesus stop trending. The people who won't come again until December for Christmas Eve service. It isn't just meant to be talked about and shared on Good Friday till Easter Sunday. The crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus should be talked about by believers daily because it's our foundation, it's our hope, it's why we believe, live, and have faith in how we live. We feel so full on Easter weekend. Because we are consuming Jesus and the gospel and his victory over death for 3 whole days. We pray, read, share, and celebrate. We know the pure joy of feeling so full and alive during this weekend. So why wouldn't we do this every day? So to my friends who share so boldly on Easter weekend, please continue to do so. Please share those posts daily. Read the gospel daily. Reshare a Bible verse daily. Tell your friends, family, and yourself that he rose daily. Attend church weekly. Pray for others boldly. Daily love the gospel, daily live the gospel, daily share the gospel. Be unashamed of the gospel. Don't let your celebration of his victory be a 3-day weekend. Let it be an anthem and a lifestyle that you live out daily.
Hmm.
Absolutely insane.
That's actually really good.
It's insane. I'm probably going to repost it Sunday.
That's really good. Post that the Monday after.
I know.
After Easter.
I'm 100% doing it.
Dang.
I think I did it last year too.
And I didn't even think about it like that. Like, people go into this mindset like of Easter being just this one-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not go into the holiday? Like, I want to keep this going.
Right.
Like,
I'm the same thing with Christmas.
Easter is not a hit and run. Easter is a good starting point to change your life. It's not just, let's hit it, check the box, post a nice cool picture mm-hmm. of my family on Facebook, happy Easter, bunny emoji,
mm-hmm.
and go back to living life. Maybe this is the year that you actually continue going back to church. And the great thing about this podcast is this podcast is going to release the Friday after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So you still now have 2 days, roughly,
mm-hmm.
to find a church
right.
to go to and to continue the streak of going to church every Sunday, not just Easter Sunday. But I love that, what she said.
Yeah, that's
so
incredible.
Like, it is crazy how hyped we get about Easter and about, you know, what she was saying about all the hallelujahs, the tears, and it's crazy. Now that I think about it, I see it so much on social media right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, thank God for his, you know, resurrection, that like Easter and everything like this. And it's like, how does that really just come around once a year? Does that really
Dude,
just
and
blow
now
up?
I'm thinking about it like, oh, so all the Christian holidays, we live that holiday like that. But think about how great our lives would be if we lived our whole year like that. So with Easter, if we lived in constant remembrance of what he did and, you know, shared our faith, shared the Bible, shared, you know, the resurrection. And the same thing with Christian. Why do we not live all day every year giving, you know, cheerfully spending time with family and loved ones and things like that?
You know why?
Why?
Because...
you got real serious on me. I got scared.
No. Because consistency is hard.
That's true.
And that's the thing, and this is going to be part of something I say when I do my running life group.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
out your running life
group. Yeah, a running life group.
Christ Chapel,
5:30 on Sunday starting, I don't know, I think it's soon. It's going to be
in April, don't they?
Yeah, it's going to be April 21st.
Oh, okay. Because
so the first
April.
Life group starts April 15th. April 21st. But...
golf one, not to keep interrupting.
And I'm doing a golf life group Thursday nights, 5:30 to whenever we get done playing nine holes.
All right,
so
go ahead.
Sorry,
continue.
Shout out those. But the reason that it's so hard, you know, is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of people, I don't know why a lot of people go into this mindset. I guess I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I became a Christian, I was like, life's about to be gravy. Like,
oh yeah.
Life is about to be the gravy train. And what a lot of people don't realize is that being a Christian is very hard.
Yeah.
It's very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, and the reason being is because if you look at like all of Christian theology, it's all saying to deny yourself, deny your flesh,
mm-hmm.
deny worldly, you know, things. And it's like, that's completely opposite from what the normal person, like what the norm is, if
mm-hmm.
you will. The norm is like, do what you want. Hey, you want to drink, go get drinks. You want to have, you know, sleep with somebody, go sleep with them. Like, it's just do what you want, whatever pleases you. And that's literally the devil. They have a devil Bible or satanic Bible,
mm-hmm.
right? And literally, I've never read it, but I have heard that literally they're like 10 commandments. It's literally like, do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It literally just encompasses like, do what you want. Do what makes you happy and stuff like that. And people read that and they're like, what's wrong with that? Well, there's a lot wrong with that when you're living just for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what I was talking about at first, but...
No, it's just the whole like, don't let it just be a weekend.
Don't let it be a fling.
Yeah. Like, don't just come... That sounds so like, is pretentious the word? Like, for Christian people to go up to somebody and be like,
it's like cliche.
Don't just come be a culture vulture for lack of a better word. Like, don't come in this church and act like you're whatever and something. No, don't do that. Come in and be it. Come join.
And I probably shouldn't just left off with it's challenging
mm-hmm.
because there's a joy and fulfillment that you cannot get from anything else
mm-hmm.
that comes with being a Christian. with having a relationship with Jesus. Yeah, the whole other side of it, do what you want. There's nothing. There's no.
That's my favorite part about that post is it says we all know that feeling of fullness,
exactly,
you know, and like joy that happens on this weekend. And the reason that it's happening is because of how we spent our weekend.
Right.
That's why.
And that's probably true. Like, I bet you a lot of people, like the bad habits and, and the bad decisions people make, they probably, I feel like people put them off on Easter weekend,
right,
out of respect.
Right.
Be like, you know what?
Holy
week. I'm not going to drink this weekend because it's Easter weekend, right? Yeah. And, you know, we'll skip it this weekend or something like that. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe she's right. She probably is. That there's
she
a joy. There's a
hey,
peace.
She is.
Hey, let's just say she is.
She is.
That comes with everybody getting together and celebrating Jesus. But this isn't going to be a long episode. We just kind of wanted to talk about Easter because, I don't know. I mean, plenty of people talk about it. Like that lady said, you're probably seeing it all over your social media right now. But don't let that be a fling. Don't let it be a one-time thing to where you went to church, you checked the box, you got the picture, and now you're heading out. Make it to where you go every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're hearing this the Friday before the Sunday after.
No, we're recording the...
I feel like I need a... like a diagram to draw out when we're doing this, but go to church this weekend.
Like a Christopher Nolan timeline.
Yeah, literally. Like we're in Inception or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really all I got. You got anything?
I don't have anything more than that.
Yeah. I'm it's crazy.
My voice is shaky. But
voice is shaky?
Yeah, I know. I was started breaking up.
He's about to start tearing up on us.
I'm crying.
And next week, we're going to come back with a little more content. We did a short episode this week. It's been a busy week for both of us, I feel like, because we're coming up on Easter Sunday. So, like I said, but anyways, don't lose the faith. Keep going to church. Don't backslide. And if you do, get up again.
That's right.
Amen. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of Shooting the Breeze. And we will see y'all in 2 weeks with another episode. See you.